Yellow Storybook 10, The Foolish Witch. Green words. Han, sell, sell. Han, sell, Hansel. Tell. Gretel, Gretel. Munch. Crumbs. Goose. Thumb. Quick. Flash. Quick as a flash. Wrist. Path. Salt. Cab. In. Cab in cabin. Goo. Gooey. Sat. In. Sat in satin. Broom. Stick. Broom, stick, broomstick. Gloom. Gloom, gloomy. Clump. Clump, clumpy. Then. Then, oven. Supper. Sobbing. Scooping. Screeched. Stooped. Red words. Where. Some. They. Was. You. Said. To. Were. There. Are. Tall. Call. Wall. Of. School. Any. There. Want. Watch. What. The Foolish Witch. Hansel and Gretel were lost in the wood. Sobbing, they set off along a narrow path below the tall trees. Soon Hansel called, "Look, Gretel, a log cabin." But the walls were not logs. They were gooey toffee. The windows were not glass, but sweets. Hansel and Gretel began to munch on bits of cabin. The roof is the best bit, said Gretel, scooping up the crumbs. But just then, a head popped out of the bathroom window. A tall black hat, a spotty chin, a long yellow tooth. It was a witch. "You look hungry, my poppets," she screeched. "Let me give you some food, and I will give you a bed for the night, too." So Hansel and Gretel had a very good supper, a fat goose with fresh mushrooms and beetroot. That night, in a sweet little bedroom with a clock on the wall, they slept on soft beds with smooth satin sheets. "She must be a good witch," Hansel said to Gretel as they lay in the moonlight. But she was not. The next day, she was in a very bad mood. She flung Hansel into the gloomy hut where she kept her broomstick. Stay there until you are good and fat, she screeched. Then I will cook you and have you for lunch. As for you, she said, prodding Gretel in the chest with her thumb, go into the kitchen. Off you go, shoo. We are going to feed Hansel up. So Gretel sat on a stool and cooked bread and buns and milk puddings. The witch put on her clumpy boots and took the food to the hut, pushing it in at the window. But Hansel fooled the witch when she asked to feel his wrist as proof that he was getting fat. He stuck a twig out of the window. The witch felt the twig. Too thin! Too thin! She screeched. But I will still cook you for my lunch. She dragged Hansel into the kitchen. She looked at Gretel, spooning salt into the pot. I will cook you as well. Get into the oven. I will fool the witch too, said Gretel to herself. To the witch, she said, I can't get in. You must show me the best way to do it. So the witch stooped and stuck her head into the oven. Quick as a flash, Gretel pushed her from behind so that she fell right in. Gretel grinned as she slammed the oven shut. She called to Hansel, and they ran and ran and ran right away from the cabin in the woods and the wicked, wicked witch.